A bulldozer driven by a bomber exploded Saturday at a security forces checkpoint in Salah ad-Din province, which resulted in the martyrdom of 50 members of Iraqi security forces and the wounding of tens of others. Army sources say the attack comes after Iraqi security forces foiled an attack by another assailant who wanted to blow up his explosives in the same area. Staying with Salah ad-Din province, Iraqi army has clashed with ISIL terrorists in north of Samarra, killing at least 16 terrorists. Some of the dead terrorists have had Arab nationalities.
The center of Samarra is secured. However, clashes are still taking place on the outskirts of the city. Most of Salah ad-Din province is now secured, except for the city of Tikrit. Tikrit is soon going to be the center of operations to purge terrorists from the whole province.
Meanwhile, Kurdish Peshmerga forces backed by aircraft from US-led coalition have managed to thwart ISIL offensive from four directions on the outskirts of Sinjar, west of Mosul. Peshmerga forces have also killed and wounded a number of terrorists.
The ISIL strategy of using bombers to gain foothold in Baghdad and Samarra is known to the Iraqi forces, who are trying to stand in the face of such attacks and repel all terrorist attacks, whether in the north or west of the country.
Moreover, in the western Anbar province, dozens of terrorists, including 21 bombers from several Arab countries, were killed in a security operation in the town of al-Baghdadi. The Iraqi forces continue to confront ISIL terrorists on multiple fronts, inflicting heavy losses on the group and thwarting bomb attacks, a strategy that terrorists occasionally use to gain ground. Rashan Saglam, Press TV, Baghdad.